This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Bank robbers have pulled off one of the largest heists ever, and their weapon of choice? Computers. An international group of hackers has allegedly stolen more than $1 billion from banks around the world. We got whiffs of the story over the weekend. Today, we got a full report on the hack from the cybersecurity firm Kaspersky Labs. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports the theft went on for months before anyone realized it was happening.
In terms of robberies, this was no smash and grab. Instead, the hackers used elaborate phishing schemes to impersonate bank employees, delivering malware through attachments which then lay dormant for months, gathering key information.
These guys were clearly a sizable group with a variety of different areas of expertise.
Chris Doggett is the managing director of Kaspersky North America, the firm hired to investigate the hack. He says the thieves used the info to transfer money to fake accounts or actually dispense cash through ATMs.
They staged a very well-planned attack. They really took their time to get to know each and every one of their targets before they went about trying to take the money out of the system.
Doggett says Kaspersky can't disclose which banks were hit, but that hackers typically limited themselves to $10 million before moving on to the next bank.
This is just a new frontier. It's a constant game of cat and mouse.
Stephen Powell is general manager of security at Barracuda Networks. He says cybercrime directed at banks isn't likely to stop anytime soon, but tougher security measures could make the economics unworkable, just like, say, stealing car stereos.
And it isn't because you still can't break windows and you still can't cut metal. It just becomes more and more expensive to actually go obtain the stereo that may be what is worth on the black market.
Thus far, no banks have acknowledged the theft. At a White House summit on cybersecurity last week, President Obama called for a new law requiring public disclosure in all cases of compromised personal and financial data. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.